Chapter 66. Don't just sit there. While you're reading this chapter, I could have had someone preparing a meal for me, another person driving to my house to drop it off, and all without ever lifting a finger. All I have to do is to say a few words and my phone will respond. I don't even have to open my wallet to pay for it. I can just push a button on my phone and it's done. I could do all of that while sitting on the couch watching TV. If I wanted to, I could buy technology that would allow me to turn my lights on and off without having to get up. Most of the time I spent writing this book was while sitting. But what would it do to my health if all I ever did was sat at a desk writing, hardly ever got sunshine, and never exercised? In Seven Pillars of Health, Dr. Colbert explains that when you don't engage in physical activity and lead a sedentary lifestyle, what takes place inside your body is like what happens with water that sits stagnant. If you've ever passed by a nasty-looking pond, that's a picture of what's going on inside your body when you just sit all the time. Your body is made up of about 60 to 75% of water, depending on your age. As Dr. Colbert explains, if that water just sits there and never gets stirred up by movement, you'll eventually get sick. It's almost like you're a cesspool of filth on the inside. Something my wife's family has taught me is to mix eating with physical activity. For example, if we have a family gathering, it's common for us to go on a walk within a few hours of eating. My family and I eat out like anyone else, but we try not to make all the activities we do revolve around eating. That's a recipe for disaster. Exercise and movement are important for maintaining good health. Find ways to incorporate things into your daily routine that will get you moving. Don't neglect this important part of your health. Resources. Achieving physical strength and stamina. Excellent source for fitness workouts and routines used by martial artists. You'll find beginner to advanced exercises you can modify to fit to your own level. Many of them include instructional videos. Find this at blackbeltwiki.com/martial arts physical fitness. You'll find this URL in your audiobook companion document. The Men's Fitness Exercise Bible, 101 Best Workouts to Build Muscle, Burn Fat, and Sculpt Your Best Body Ever. The ultimate resource for working just about every muscle you can think about. You'll find ideas for hitting the weight room, using kettlebells, resistance bands, natural body weight, and much more. TB12. This is a book by Tom Brady where he shares how to achieve long-term physical fitness and minimize your risk for injury by increasing pliability and training smart. Great book with great principles and even includes some nutrition tips. Nutrition, the Seven Pillars of Health. I would highly recommend you read this book if you just want an all-around quick education on nutrition. The author is a doctor who takes complex topics and breaks them down in a way that's simple to understand. If you already know a lot about nutrition, I still recommend this book as a reminder of good habits and to keep you on track. Great articles by James Clear on working out. jamesclear.com/exercise-habit. jamesclear.com/strength-training. Articles on staying hydrated and drinking enough water, and you'll find all of these URLs in your audiobook companion document. Resources on how to improve the quality of your sleep. betterhealth.vic.gov.au/health/conditions and treatments. And you'll find these URLs in your audiobook companion document. Sleep Smarter, 21 Proven Tips to Sleep Your Way to a Better Body, Better Health, and Bigger Success by Sean Stevenson.